Hi folks, how are you doing? Graham here with my daily video. Well, I trust you're well wherever you are at today. Recording this January the 13th here in Massachusetts. It feels like we're in the midst of this COVID thing blowing up everywhere. As I know, some of my friends are in the UK and France, even worse. But you know, in the midst of that, God is good. Let me say that again. God is so good. So we are well and healthy and just, you know, trying to love and outreach. We're taking food to people here at the moment, just being there in our community, being salt and light and trying to manifest the goodness of God. So if we can help you and pray for you in any way, let us know how we can do that. Good. Hey, a couple of quick announcements as well. I've got three services coming up this weekend. Friday, I'm going to be teaching, that's January 14th, on Spirit-led evangelism. Here in Sturbridge, in the cafe at Sturbridge Worship Center, Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I'm going to be speaking about being led by the Spirit, and I'm going to be continuing on that theme in Norwalk, Connecticut at 3 p.m. on Sunday as well. So if you're interested, I'll have the details on my website or Sturbridge Worship Center New England Fellowship websites as well. Good. Hey, let me give you a little taster of that as well. Forgive me, I'm in my car today, so if my camera's wobbling, well, never mind. But real quick, how do we live a life where we are led by the Spirit? What does it even mean to be led by the Spirit? One of the most important things I've ever learned is that God is less interested in where you are than who you are. We tend to always try to reduce this kind of reductive thinking where we try to bring God's will down to a place, to an occupation, maybe to a geographical location. And God's more interested in who you are than where you are. God's interested in the relationship he has with you. God's will is not information. God's will is relational. It's the Bible says in Romans 8:14 that those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So Paul, Holy Spirit through Paul in that verse, connects being led by the Spirit to our identity as sons, as firstborn, if you will, inheritors of God. It's a relational paradigm. And the way we grow in relationship with God is growing in that identity, in that relationship with him. You know, one of the keys to life in the Spirit I have learned is realizing that God always has an agenda. I was talking with my wife earlier today about, you know, some folks I know who are stepping out of ministry, but crossing some boundaries and doing something. And I was talking about when people have an agenda. You know, one thing I think we've all learned in the last couple of years, you know, I've learned that most people aren't very good at reading a preprint or a peer-reviewed paper, but most people are really good at seeing humility in leaders, and they're actually really good at smelling BS, if I can call it that way, in some of our leaders. And people may not be scientific experts, but they have some, they're looking for honesty, they're looking for humility, they're looking for common sense. I think it's the same thing in the church where not everybody may be a theologian or, you know, be able to pass certain ideas, but people are looking for the same thing in Christian leaders: integrity, honesty, humility, and, you know, that thing of having an agenda. And here's the point I want to make with you today. God has an agenda. God wants us to have an agenda. I like it in church life, in ministry, when people have an agenda. I just don't like it when they have a hidden agenda. And a hidden agenda will keep poking out, will keep making itself known. And I think God wants to, in a way, the role of Holy Spirit is to reveal to us God's hidden agenda. God has an agenda. In one sense, God has a hidden agenda because it's hidden from the world. It's hidden from the enemy. But God wants his hidden agenda to be a revealed agenda to us, his people. And the great news is Holy Spirit is he's the great revealer. It's the job of Holy Spirit to lead us into the agenda that God has for us. So how do we even begin to walk day by day in that agenda? How do we begin to walk? How do you walk in God's will for your life today? You know, I don't think God makes it hard. I don't think God makes it difficult. I've met thousands of people over the course of my ministry who spend their life looking for the will of God rather than spend their life doing the will of God. And I would say this, God wants you to walk in the direction that your feet are pointed. God wants, the key to stepping into God's will for the rest of your life is actually doing the will of God today. It's being in that place He wants you to be today. It's being in relationship with Him today. It's not always looking at the future and always looking at the past, always blaming yourself for the past and hoping that one day you'll make it in the future. Rather, God wants you to place your feet firmly with Him today. Walk in relationship with Him today. How do you do that? Number one, repent. Come on, come to the Lord in humility. Get the cleansing of His blood on your life. Get rid of your yesterday in that sense. And walk with Him in relationship today. And here's my last thought today, but it's really a powerful one. God doesn't want to download. He doesn't want to give you His, like some scroll that comes from heaven, you know, born by an angel with, here's my will for your life. Rather, God invites you to discover. He invites you to inquire. There's a teaching I often do call what it means to inquire of the Lord. You know, many people think they're waiting for God. And when, rather than waiting for God, what we should be doing is waiting on God. And there's something wonderful we can do where we say, Lord, I want to know Your will. And we ask, we dream, we think, we read scripture, we pray, we inquire of the Lord. And in that place, God takes you to another level of relationship. And He doesn't want to give you this kind of one-off download of everything that is His will for your life. Rather, He invites you to that place where you're asking, seeking, thinking, knocking, exploring. You're discovering His will because you're discovering His character. You're upgrading your relationship with Him. So that's my encouragement to you today, to upgrade your relationship with Him. God doesn't call you to productivity. God calls you to faithfulness, and God calls you to relationship. Boom. So guys, enjoy your day. Be led by Holy Spirit today. I'm going to go and do a bunch of things. Hey, do check out my website, gjm.org. And I have some courses from my ministry school online there. Great one about Revelation. I've got another one coming out shortly on the goodness of God. And I'm hoping to be traveling real soon, Lord willing, when they let us out of the country and other countries let me in. So, boom. Thanks for watching, guys. Share this video. Check out the links below. And I'll see you soon in the plan of the Lord. Bye for now.